Another tough loss, but what are the recruits saying?
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to kick this week off with a bang. I got my man, Blake Woodby, brand new five-star corner, Auburn commitment, ready to break down this weekend, talk about his recruitment, talk about the class, and how we're going to hold everything together. But before we get started, we got to give a shout-out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a double-up deposit bonus. Give them $100. They're going to give another $100 back on top of it to play with. All the sports betting lines you can imagine, teasers, parlays, whatever you can dream of, you can do it there. So check them out with mybookie.ag. Blake, my man, fired up to have you here today. Thanks for jumping on after a tough loss, keeping us going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good deal. So one thing I want to talk about, Blake, you just recently got bumped up to a five-star recruit on ESPN, which obviously congratulations on that. How much do you guys really pay attention to that kind of stuff?
Not too much, honestly. It's always a blessing. I give thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I also like to say I thank him for everything that he's done in my life. But besides that, I don't really look at those rankings too much. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has something to say about somebody, but can't anybody put a ranking on how I feel about myself? And me going to St. Francis Academy, everybody has stars. You know, everybody has, you know, has been able to take care of their families as far as through football and going to those high powerful conferences. So I don't really look at it too much, but it's definitely a blessing at the end of the day that I'm being recognized as one of the top guys in my class.
I hear you. So you mentioned it, St. Francis Academy. You guys are loaded.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Auburn flavor on your team. Mm-hmm. You guys are loaded. We tried to link up a little while back, but you guys had a really big game this past weekend.
Yeah.
And I know you were really focused on that, and you guys just absolutely beat the brakes off of IMG, who is typically what you would typically call like the standard, I guess, in high school football. Mm-hmm. That's the one that gets all the hype, gets all the ESPN, it seems like airtime. Mm-hmm. And y'all just walked them down. Like, I think it was 31-3 or 32-3, something like that. Just huge game. Talk about this season and what it's like to go up against a team like that filled with more highly rated athletes and just beat the brakes off of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a great opportunity to get exposure for some of my guys and stuff like that. But I'm playing IMG since I was a freshman.
Yeah.
I've been seeing those guys going to their home, them coming to Baltimore, you know, every single year. So it's definitely a great matchup every single year. IMG, like you said, IMG is a powerhouse, and you know what I'm saying, every sport that they have, they definitely have guys that are going to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Where I want to be at. So I'm going against those guys every single year. It makes me better. It's going to make me a better player. I'm going to be seeing for year in, year out. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Even at the next level, you're 100% correct. Yeah. One thing I loved is every one of you guys had a highlight. Like every one of you guys had a big play in that game. Yeah. When I say you guys, I'm talking about all the Auburn commits. You had a big pick. Bryce Diaz hurdled a child. He jumped over a human. Unfortunately,
he got a flag for that.
Yeah, unfortunately, it got called back. And then your Wayne, he also had an interception. So you guys played all the Auburn commits. You guys not only just won the game, but you all had really big plays. And this is not something new. Like you guys pretty much make big plays every single game.
Yeah, that's kind of the staple of our defense. My defensive coordinator, Coach Justin, put it in our minds at a real early point of the season that, you know, our defense is based off relentless effort in our turnovers. And being able to turn the ball over, It's just the name of the game. Giving a chance for our offense to get another extra couple drives on the field. We came out in the first half. We had zero turnovers. He gave us kind of a talk in the locker room at halftime, telling me we got to go at the ball. We got to create turnovers because at halftime was 17. It was 17-3. We came out at halftime. We forced five turnovers. In those two quarters, last two quarters. So he put that batter in our back every single day. We do turnover circuit every single day at practice. So he definitely put in our minds real early throughout spring ball, throughout summer workouts, going into fall camp, that turnovers is what's going to make us a great defense as a unit. And we've been known for turnovers since I've been at St. Francis. So
I love it. I love it. So not only obviously are you making big plays on the defensive side of the ball, but you also are a big time return specialist. And, you know, Auburn graduates Keontae Scott this year, who's been kind of like the primary punt returner for multiple years, basically ever since he's been here. Is that somewhere you feel like the next level you want to give a shot? You want to give it a shot at, you know, maybe returning kicks in the SEC next year?
Well, the one thing I do know that I know that NFL scouts like is position flexibility.
Yes.
Being able to get on the field and make plays and contribute to the team is something I like to do, no matter if it's kick return, punt return, I'm playing corner, I'm playing nickel. I don't care. I just like to contribute and get a win. So whatever I can do to contribute and get a W for the Tigers, that's what I have to do.
I love it. I love it. And obviously, exciting punt returners can make those guys can make big impacts on the game just as much as, you know, as any other position on the field. So that will be something fun. I feel like next year with you and some of the guys that are freshmen this year, there could be a lot of fun options next year as far as in the special teams, return game, kickoffs, punt return, stuff like that, because you guys obviously all are incredibly athletic and doing it in high school at the highest level. I mean, you're playing some of the best competition. Just helps it make that transition a little bit easier. So I want to switch gears a little bit. So obviously you're from the, you know, Maryland area. Washington, D.C., Maryland, Baltimore area. Auburn doesn't typically recruit there. Typically get a lot of guys from that area. I think you got to go back to maybe Ben Tate, a running back that obviously played played for somewhere in Maryland, then obviously went to the NFL. How did that happen? What's the connection there?
So Coach Durkin, right? Coach Durkin extended me my first offer when I was in eighth grade.
Wow.
So when I was in eighth grade, Coach Freeze and Coach Durkin were the coaches at Ole Miss. Sure. So when Coach Freeze was there and Coach Durkin was there, Coach Durkin used to be head coach at the University of Maryland. My defensive coordinator, Coach Justin Winters, was on his staff at Maryland. When he was on his staff, he built that relationship with him. And when he came back to high school, he always trusted my coach in delivering that type of talent that is provided to succeed in the SEC. So when I was in eighth grade, my eighth grade year, I think we just came from a workout, and I was talking to my coach. We going to get some Chipotle. I never forget. Chipotle's car breaks down, and his car breaks down in the parking lot. Taking me home. So we just sitting in the car, just talking, waiting for AAA to come to fix his car. And he's like, because he had a power to get me. He has connections everywhere. He could have got me an offer anywhere.
Sure.
So we just sitting down. He's like, "You feel like you deserve the offer?" And I'm like, "In my mind, I'm like, I'm my biggest critic. I'm always gonna be my biggest critic. Nah, like I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? But I'm working towards that, and that's what I, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want. And the fact that he knew that was my mindset at a young age. He said, "Okay, let me call Coach Derek." So he gets Coach Derek on the phone. And I'm in the parking lot, like, you know, I know Coach Durkin because I've been a football since I was young. You know what I'm saying? So I know Coach Durkin's voice. I know what he sounds like. So I'm sitting in the car, I'm like, oh wait, that's Coach Durkin. I'm like, okay, so he on the phone. I'm thinking he's talking about like checking up on him because they have the relationship.
Sure.
I think he's just talking to him. So he hands me the phone and Coach Durkin is talking to me. And he said, "Yeah, Coach just wanted me to get on the phone with you." I'm like, he says, "You're a guy, and you're gonna be really great when you get to," you know, say, "he's really great when you finish high school." So I'm going to extend the offer to you from Ole Miss. So I'm in complete shock. You know what I'm saying? Just knowing, because we just had a conversation. He said, and right after we got the phone, he was telling me, he said, the fact that you feel like you have more work to do is everything that, you know what I'm saying, I needed to know. That you're not going to be complacent when I give you this. That he just wanted to know if that's what I was, if I was going to get this offer and I was just going to be complacent or be satisfied with what he just gave me. The fact that he realized that I didn't feel like I deserved it was every motive for him to get, you call Coach Duggan and like, oh, now I got a guy. You know what I'm saying?
I love that, because that's two coaching staffs ago. Like he was on, so he went from Ole Miss to Texas A&M, and now he's at Auburn, and he still thought about you. He was thinking about you the whole time. So that's
that speaks
volumes, and it really opens my eyes. I remember when you decommitted. I'm going to be completely honest, and it's mostly because of where you're from. When you decommitted, all of a sudden these like predictions and stuff, like these experts were like, "Hey, look out for Auburn." I was like, "I don't even know. I'm not even sure I know this kid, because I don't typically look at kids from that area." And then all of a sudden, boom, Auburn. And then you're scheduling for visits. And then you come on multiple visits from then all the way into the summer. And then obviously pull the trigger on Big Cat Weekend. That's a cool story. And I figured there was a connection there with DJ Durkin. And we're all fired up that he stuck with you. It seems like more and more and more you hear when you're talking about these recruitments and you're hearing from these guys, DJ Durkin is a big part of that.
Oh yeah, he's a football guy. Like his meeting with us. Like we have recruits, our Big Cats, we have our position meetings, right?
Yeah.
So I met with Coach Crime. Mm-hmm. My first time meeting Coach Kelly, I was sitting in my coach's office at school, and I missed about three classes. Just sitting down talking about ball. Like, I swear, it. Like, so, and then I get to my meeting at Big Cat with Coach Dirk. He was like, okay, so you go to your position meeting. Then I talked to Coach Kelly just to see what I'm not a safety, but I just like hearing him because he's an older coach and he has a lot of experience under his belt. So I just like hearing from him. And then I go to Coach Dirk's meeting. We walk in the meeting. He says, all right, all phones. So this is why I'd be one of them type of all phones, put them down. Okay, so I put my phone on his desk, and he's just talking about ball. And the way he talks about football is the way I feel about football. So he's expressing himself through ball as a coach. It's like he wishes he can put his cleats on and play. Yeah. So and then when you see, I don't know if you've seen the Kentucky game when Cam Lee caught his interception. He's running into the end zone.
He almost beat him to the end zone.
He's running into the end zone full sprint. And, you know, when Coach Durkin was coaching at Maryland, he was a bigger guy. You know, he was a lot bigger than what he is now. So my first time seeing him, I'm like, okay, so this guy, like, he working out. He's trying to play ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, he definitely has that it to him when it comes to coaching. Like, he just loves football. And that's how I am.
I love it. And you can feel that when you see him on the sideline. And again, you hear people talk about him. He's just been a huge blessing to this staff in this sort of this rebuild, this transitionary period. Mm-hmm. Great. I think it was a great hire, and it's obviously paying off big dividends with guys like you coming into the fold. So how much fun has it been? I know the season hasn't really gone how we hoped, but like, how much fun has it been to watch these new guys, these young guys, mm-hmm. and the no fear to put these guys in, but to put young guys in very important situations and see them make plays and kind of see, okay, I can see myself playing with those guys. I can see myself stepping in early too. Like, how much has that meant to you, or how much of an impact has that been?
It's definitely something that I look at consistently, just off the fact that every single time I'm a ballman, I hang with Malcolm Simmons. You know, that's my guy. I hang with Malcolm. I hang with Perry Thompson. You know, I hang with them just because they look at football like I do. Like, they're regular people, and then they go out on Saturdays and they make plays. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
and they just cool people to be around. But it makes me feel like, okay, I don't have to do nothing out of ordinary but just play football and do the right thing. I don't have to be doing outlandish things or be out of my comfort zone for my coaches to feel like they can put me on the field.
They're just like me. Man. You know what I'm saying? They young guys just like me. They doing exactly what I do. They hang with each other, play some video games. They going, you know what I'm saying? They going to be regular kids, but when it's time to go to practice, when it's time to put that extra work in, that's what they're going to do. So it made me feel comfortable. Like, they just like me, and they balling. So, you know what I'm saying?
And it has to be, it has to feel good to know that when you go, when you do go to Auburn, you're going to be going up against also some very talented young receivers.
Right.
And it's like the whole iron sharpens iron thing. And then you got really good young guys on both sides of you on the defensive side that, that can help you as well. So all that's been fun. That's been that's been what we've been clinging to, you know, watching these young guys make plays. Saturday, a bunch of young guys made some really good plays, especially on the defensive line. And then obviously Jay Crawford is becoming a star. Kay and Lee had a big game. So there's definitely a path for you guys to get on the field early and just keep making each other better. I think that's the biggest thing. Right. So we have 27 commits right now. Auburn has 27 commits right now. Maybe have another one by the time this goes live. We're recording this actually on Saturday, but by the time this goes live, there may be another one. It could be coming down the road, but regardless, not a ton of spots left, but I know you've probably got some guys that you're focusing on trying to get into class. Maybe it's, you know, next year guys too. So who are some guys that you're really focusing on trying to bring with you as far and just get those guys locked in?
Well, first, let's just get Naheem Offer.
Yes,
he's the hot take. You know what I'm saying? As far as being in that area, he's a, you know what I'm saying? I don't even have to explain. You know what I'm saying? His track record speaks for itself. He's a great ball player. On my team, we have D tackle Darion Smith. He's committed to Tennessee right now. I'm that's in the works. His official visit is November 23rd. I'll be down at Auburn for that one.
Yeah.
Jyron
Edwards. He had a touchdown in that game, I believe. Yeah. I think Bryce had a strip sack.
A strip sack, and he picked it up and ran away from everybody.
Hey, he looked good, too. He walked away from him.
Now, Darion played running back his freshman year.
Oh, wow.
And then kind of got bigger throughout COVID.
Yeah.
And played linebacker for about a month.
Yeah.
And then with the D-tackling is his thing from then. He the best interior D-tackle St. Francis ever had.
Really?
And well, before I even was on the team, I'd been there since I was around 15, 16 years old. So I've seen every, you know what I'm saying, probably every D-line that's probably came through there. As far as interior goes, yeah, he's the best interior D-lineman I think St. Francis ever had.
Hopefully when he comes on his visit, Auburn can knock it out of the park and go ahead and lock him and add him to this. To me, you guys are important. Don't get me wrong. Defensive backs, you guys are important. But like in the SEC, you got to build the trenches. And Auburn has so far has a very impressive defensive line class and offensive line class. Adding somebody like Darion to it's just it'd be just even put even more icing on the cake. So obviously that'd be great to get him. One of your teammates, was he here today? I think he was here this weekend. Zion.
Zion was supposed to go. He's supposed to go with us. Okay. So we were so amped up about the win last night.
Yep.
I forgot to even get in contact with my parents to get my information for me and Zion to leave.
Yeah.
We were so because I was supposed to be down there this weekend. Me and Zion was supposed to go, and then they were trying to find flights. And my dad was like, "Okay, we're gonna find something later. Whatever, how much it costs, he don't care. He's gonna go ahead and go."
Yeah.
We get the pregame. He texts me, "Yeah, it's getting hard to find some flights to get out of here tomorrow. I'm still checking." He finds one, and this is when Darion is actually scoring. He forgets to pay for the ticket for me and Zion to go. And then I'm like, I don't even care no more because we bought. I want to be with my teammates anyway. So, we'll be down there for the Texas A&M game for Darion's official visit. But yeah, he's definitely someone I definitely am keen on getting him and Jyron Edwards.
Well, you keep singing Auburn's praises because I know that a lot the sharks are sort of probably circling a lot of you guys, and I know y'all are preaching kind of stay together. You see the vision, and that's obviously big. Is there anything you have, any message you have for Auburn fans in general?
Just stay a course. I wouldn't call this season a failure, honestly. The reason why I wouldn't classify it as a failure is because when you look at the success we were having off the field, that's how programs are built.
Sure.
The culture that you have between the young guys coming in and the older guys establishing that coaches don't have to is how you be great as a team. I've seen countless teams as far as – I've been everywhere. I've been to Tennessee. I've been to Alabama when Saban was there about 3-4 times. I've been to winning programs. And the culture is built from the players that are already there. So I feel like me personally, having players on the team, giving that down to the young guys, and also having young guys that are all committed throughout this time where it doesn't seem like everything's going to be great. Because, you know, now it's just like you said, the sharks are kind of circling for some of the guys. It's like now, like, when you still have guys committed when the record is not what everybody thinks, that shows trust. That shows belief. Ooh. In the coaching staff.
Preach that.
I believe in Coach Freeze because he recruits the right way. He recruits in good faith. Coach Crime is nothing but honest with me. Coach Kelly is nothing but honest with me. You know what I'm saying? So when you recruit in good faith, it's something about God gives you that reward throughout that those times, those hardships in football. So the coaching staff is nothing but great. You know what I'm saying? I can't see any other reason why. I don't know a better coaching staff, honestly. I don't. From offense to defense, from young coaches to older coaches. Coach Von Trail is like I think he's the youngest D-line coach in the SEC. And yeah. he's about to have a freshman All-American.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So it's like Coach Cram has had countless NFL players and he has a freshman All-American in the DB room. So yep. I don't understand why I don't know if you can find anything better, honestly. And Coach Freeze has offensive minded coaches, there's a lot of guys that I know that can vouch for him on any team that he's ever coached on. So,
sure, I'm with you, my man. I appreciate you. I appreciate you jumping on. Thank you for making the time. Tell everybody how they can find you, your socials, all that good stuff. We're going to tag you in the video and everything. But how can people find you, love you, support you, and all that good stuff?
Yeah, on Instagram, my tag is sbg.blake. On Twitter, you can find me at Blake_Woodby. And for those who are on TikTok, you can find me on SBG_Blake.
There you go. Guys, thanks for listening. Hope you have a great week. If you like the video, like it. If you like the channel, subscribe to it. And you know we're going to be back every single day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.